The weekend may be arriving, but the U.S. Senate will be working tomorrow. Democratic leadership called for two votes tomorrow on whether to extend tax breaks for the middle class. It's a political issue that both sides of the aisle are trying to win the debate on during this lame duck session of Congress. APRN's Libby Casey joins us from Washington this evening. Hi, Libby.
Hi, Lori.
Most politicians want to extend tax breaks for the middle class, but tomorrow's Senate votes are expected to fail. What's going on?
The tax cuts we're talking about were put into place during the presidency of George W. Bush, and they were meant to expire at the end of this year. But Democrats say, let's extend those for the middle class, and that means Americans making $250,000 or less. The Democrats, for the most part, not all, but most, say, let's let the tax cuts lapse for Americans who make more than that, the wealthiest Americans. But the Republicans, and this includes Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young, say extend the tax cuts for everyone because they think the economy is too fragile to essentially boost taxes or really let these cuts lapse. But tomorrow's vote is a chance for the Democrats to really force Republicans on this issue because the Democrats are saying, well, for now, let's just extend these middle-class tax cuts. Republicans are going to vote no. So they're essentially going to be on the record as voting against middle-class tax breaks. And, Lori, this week, the Senate Republicans, including Murkowski, signed a letter saying they're not going to let other legislation move forward until this tax issue is dealt with and also government spending.
So, Libby, what else could that hold up?
Well, unemployment benefit extensions, that ran out this week, and Senator Begich and other Democrats want to see that dealt with. Another issue is don't ask, don't tell. That's looking less likely to get dealt with now during the lame duck. We heard testimony yesterday from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the defense secretary saying they support repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But today, the commandant of the Marine Corps and the head of the Army said they want to put off changing the law for a while. Another item that won't get on the table unless people make it a priority next week is the New START treaty with Russia over nukes. Senator Begich has been really frustrated and took to the floor this week saying he was fed up with the Republican complaints. The Democrats aren't hitting the big issues. Let's take a listen to what he said on Wednesday.
Those that say that we're not focused on that are mistaken. One thing I've learned, and I learned when I was a mayor, you can do more than one things at one thing at one time. You know, we're sitting down here. The reason I could come down here and talk was because no one was talking. It's dead zone. That's what happens. So when they come down here and say, geez, I wish we'd be working on this and working on that, well, then quit filibustering, quit doing the 30-hour delays, get on with the work. We're doing it. We're multitasking because that's what American people ask us to do, work on jobs, the economy, taxes, the budget. It's not one thing at a time. We're 100 people. We can do this. But anyone that sits around and thinks that we're not focused on the economy, someone who lives in the private sector, who comes from the private sector, who deals with small business people every single day, I understand exactly what they're feeling. And so those that have never experienced that should experience it once and understand that every day is an opportunity.
So that Senator Begich on the floor and what he called a rant and trying to inspire the Senate to move forward and get some things done during this lame duck session.
Well, Libby, in light of that, is there any prospect for compromise or progress during this lame duck session?
There really is. I mean, there was a stopgap spending bill that's made it through that will keep the government running through at least December 18th, so we're not at risk of seeing a government shutdown in the next couple of weeks, and that took some bipartisan work. There's also a bipartisan group in talks with the White House right now on how to handle this tax cut issue. And reports today signaled that they're working on something that might temporarily extend the tax cuts and at the same time hammer out a deal on extending unemployment. So we'll see what that yields. And, you know, the debt, the big elephant in the room, is actually starting to get talked about in a much more concrete way right now. The White House's bipartisan deficit commission voted today on this report they were working on, which calls for a mix of pretty major spending cuts and taxes. And there were some Republicans and Democrats who said, you know, this doesn't feel good, this is difficult, but we've got to take this medicine. And so we may start to see more of an effort, a true effort being made to try to fight the debt.
All right, Libby, thanks for that update.
Thank you, Lori.
APRN's Washington correspondent, Libby Casey.